This time I would like to speak with you, my dear friends, a little about what you truly understand yourselves to be, to know and understand that these physical bodies are but clothing for the spirit. But how do you each perceive that spiritual being to be?
That's a difficult one.
This evening, when I have finished speaking with you, I would like you to go on a journey inwards, and to you, my dear friends, I will put this question: who and what are you? But the journey within, which I wish you to take, will be slightly different from anything that you have undertaken previously. Each one of you is aware of the feeling of meditation, of peace and upliftment, and some of you clairvoyance. But what I wish you to try this time is to observe the observer of these things. Do you understand, my dear friends, what I say?
The observer being someone from spirit. The spirit
within yourself, I think.
Within yourself.
Within, I see.
Let me give you an example. When you are aware of a picture or a person or whatever, you are looking with spiritual eyes. Are you not?
Yes.
What I wish you to do is to look even more deeply. You are the observer of these things, but I want you to observe the observer and see what you come up with. You may find this interesting. It is another exercise in your development, my dear friends. And after all, we are devoting much time in this your earthly year to helping each one of you to grow. That has been the purpose of this time. What I will say to you, my dear friends, we have spoken briefly about what you call the beginning of time, we have discussed that you are spirit. We have discussed many things about what we term energy. And we have come to the conclusion that we are but a small part of the creative force. You would agree?
Yes.
But I ask you now, how do you interpret that spark of creative force? I am putting to you difficult questions this time.
Yes.
But my intention is that each one of you gives time to finding out what is the true nature of your being. Do you understand, my dear friends?
Yes, I think we'll see. I'll say where you're coming from.
Do you?
Yes.
If you have questions, let me have them now before you embark upon your inner journeys.
Any questions, anyone?
Yes, I would say I have always considered myself something of an observer, even from childhood. And in those days, I looked at the grown-up people around me, and they seemed to be real people, and I felt rather like an actor. So, going back to the spark, I think during the course of living, that spark must have changed quite a lot. Does that make sense?
I understand your words. Of course, throughout your earthly lives, there will always be change and knowledge. There will be an innate knowledge that lies within you, which you perhaps are not aware of. But yes, I understand what you say. But the observer I speak of is within the spiritual being and not the physical.
Yes.
You understand this?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You will find that the two are completely separate.
So he would be observing himself, observing to see with spiritual eyes. He would be observing himself, observing.
Each one of you will observe the observer within yourselves. Mm-hmm. It sounds complicated, and I do not expect you to have some kind of revelation, but I would suspect that each one of you becomes clearer in the way that you perceive spiritual eyes. Do you understand?
Yes.
I sense a little
apprehension.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We were talking the other week and you mentioned feeling.
Yes.
And I say for myself, I sort of feel when something is right and something is wrong.
Yes.
Is that
what you mean?
That's a spiritual thing.
Being, of course, has to be with spirit.
Yes.
Is feeling contented with one's life. I've learned. Yes, remember what I have taught you, that whatever the spiritual aspect of you feels, then that feeling will, as well as the power of your thought, become reality. Mm. So the contentment within your physical life is achieved because there is a knowingness within the spirit. Does that make sense
yes,
to you?
Yes, that's something I was thinking.
Now, I will leave you. I will work quietly with this instrument whilst I leave you all to go on your inward journeys.
Yes.
And I will leave you, my dear friend, to begin any discussion that is to hand.
Yes, okay. And there will be no more speaking from you.
No, I will remain with this instrument and to work quietly with her.
Thank you.
But I would say, my dear friends, do not be afraid to speak of what you feel and what you observe. But the purpose of this exercise is to see if you can observe the observer within you.
Yes, we'll sit quietly for a while and see what happens.